So we remember to touch down. Come back to ground. Come back to earth. Come back to this moment, which is a lived moment. We take refuge Mechaseh, just means that we can't expect safety in conditions that change and are difficult for us. Our refuge, Mechaseh, is Buddha Dharma Sangha, but that's in Buddhist language, and there'll be other languages that work for us. Tachat Kanfei HaShchina B'Tehilim. But it is a sense that we need to look for safety. It's not safety, it's being with the unsafe and the uncontrollable. We need to look somewhere else. And there are places and spaces. Buddha mind, awareness, bodhicitta, sense of being aware, Dharma, a deeper look at reality and the mystery, Sangha, us together. So place our consciousness, our awareness directly. Yashir, b'li tivuch, directly on the life process. The breathing, the body. And let this breath help us touch down. It seems a small thing, putting our attention on the breathing. But it's not a small thing, because our attention is so easily swept away, nischefet, by so much difficult constructions, information, views of people, disturbance. Come back down to ground. This breath is good enough. Meditation is not about shutting down anything, denying the pain. Covering it, running away from it, it's not that. It's having a place to stand and meet it with fresh look and kind eyes. It's not being knocked over by the pain in the world. And we can open our access, Gisha, to our kind hearts, which are already there. They were there before, they were there now, they will be there. Our heart that loves goodness is there. We need to give it space. And we do that by knowing that this awareness right now, this Buddha mind, this bodhicitta, is already loving. It has to be. And in this stage of the retreat, we open metta to whatever arises. Kol ma sheba baruch haba. It's the movement of welcoming, which is the very first instruction that you got in this retreat. Experiences arise, the world brings them. We can't design our thoughts, our experiences. We can't control what karma brings. Dvarim mufiim appear. And we receive experiences that appear with kindness. They are not our enemies. They are our experiences. They are life's gifts to us. There is a phrase from the Tibetan tradition that the ordinary mind sees all appearances as threat, even a little bit. Kol dvarim shemufim hem ktsat, filu ktsat, iyum. We are changing that. To what? To relationship that is helpful with the world. Us and the world are together. So we dance with the music of appearances, mofiim, machshavot, roshamim, ragashot, chavayot, naim, lo naim. But we're together. And if the phrases help, use them. Whatever phrase you chose. Something appears, may you be happy. Something else appears, may you be happy. A voice in the mind or the heart, may you be happy. A person that we remember, or we feel, or we see, an animal, a bird, a being. A feeling. May you be happy. Be happy. It's just as the Buddha said in the quote that I gave, it's a liberated way of living. Awareness with metta. And if we find ourselves, or we will find ourselves, building narratives and stories in the mind, awareness with metta allow them appear be known and disappear, and we give them our blessing whatever they say. Wise relationship with the mental content, which includes the heart as well, because the heart is driving the mind, would see the mind as flow, as nature, as the children of the great mother of our consciousness, awareness. And letting them come and play and go. And we're kind. So it's time for walking. And I have to say, and it's a Gitche, a rega manyen betocha retreat, shanachnu mukhanim lekabel ha halo yodua, appearances, is the word I use, mofiim, devrim shemofia, nemala sheover, etz she, tzipor, ben adam, shamayim, ha-tukuva shelanu, anachnu bonim eze tukuva shel meta shezorem. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Ant crosses. Be happy. A leaf falls from a tree. Be happy. It's where we reach, I think, we can reach in this practice now, where we're ready to receive whatever arises in our senses, chushim, eyes, ears, etc. With that attitude, it's the way we really build a relationship to the uncontrollable life, a wise, heartful relationship to a life that we cannot control. So I think I just encourage that movement in the practice today and in this retreat from now. Okay, and there's groups. Lakshav.